Shua. Thank you everybody for coming. And Be'ez Hashem will have another Seder next Wednesday morning. Erev Shana Seder as well. Spread the word. This is Parashat Nitzavim. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk tells us, Shav Hashem Elokecha, Shavusva, Yichamecha, Veshav, Yikibetzcha, Mikol Ha'amim, Asher Hafitzcha, Hashem Elokecha, Shama. Hashem will return us. He'll have mercy on us, and He'll gather us together from where we've been scattered. And this is a description of the guarantee that there will be a Geula. And certainly one of the focuses and one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah is being Malach HaKadosh Baruch and also yearning for the ultimate Geula. And I picked up yesterday the Chafetz Chaim Ba'al HaTorah, and he speaks about Inyanei Geula and yearning for the Geula. And he says that when this is being written in war times in Europe, it seemed to be very, very difficult to imagine that there would be a Geula. The Jews were downtrodden, they were persecuted, they were looked down upon, they were mocked. And the feeling was, how could it be that such a low and scorned nation could be the chosen people, could be the one that are going to be redeemed and brought back to Yerushalayim? How could it be? As he writes, "Shu'uma shvela kazos tisromim lo'os u'tiferes le'inei ha'kol." This nation is going to be glorified in front of everybody. When you think about it, and you think about it, Jewish history, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's pashut like that. And he goes through the beginning of our history. Avraham Avinu wasn't supposed to have children. Al pi derech hateva, and after 100 years, he and Sarah, who was 90 at the time, had a child. And that's what the Navi Yeshaya says, meaning everything about the Jews is Lopi Derech HaTeva Habitu. Look at it, because that is our lively, that's the source of our strength. Look at those knees in Yaakov Avinu. He was zochet to have 12 Shvatim. He fought with the Malach and he beat him. Eliphaz wiped him out. He had no money, he had nothing going on. Rak b'maklo avaras yarden. He only crossed the yarden with his stick. That was it. He had nothing. What happens? 14 years in Beis Lavan. And what happens? That he's zochet melucha. He has wives, children, and so on. Yosef etzadik. I'm sorry, the melucha was going on Yaakov. He leaves with wealth, wives, children. Yosef also is thrown into jail for 12 years. Comes the king, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's thrown into the water right away when he's born. He has to run away, he's on the run. He's a fugitive. And what happens, he's the one who leads the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The Jewish people, they're working like crazy. They're working heartbreaking labor in Mitzrayim. 400 bricks every single day. Terrible decrees against them. And what happens? Within 50 days, they receive the Torah at Har Sinai. The Chafetz Chaim goes on to explain, Haman, in times of Haman, the Jewish people, Nichtav v'nichtam v'chosim ha-melech to be l'harug l'abez kol Yehudim yinar v'atzokin taf v'noshim yom echod, etc., etc. Jewish history continues to repeat itself. And what happened at the end of the Purim story? Mordechai is the Mishkan l'melech, Esther is the queen. They go from being the lowest people, the most persecuted and despicable people, to the greatest people. So too, says the Chafetz Chaim, in our days. We're talking about Europe. That the persecution was rampant. And you what? Me'ashpos yorim me'avyon. Even Moshe Abonim Haishal Rosh Pina. The whole idea of Klal Yisrael is this Nakuda. That through the hardships, that's where we get our strength, and ultimately this is the Geula. We have to learn from that. We have to learn from that lesson. We have to learn from the Jewish history, from our history, and we have to remember that the Geula is going to come, and the signs that the life is for the Jew is so difficult throughout history is the Hagufa. That's the proof over the years that we are the chosen nation, and the Geula is going to come. And the Chafetz Chaim poses a few questions, and he answers them all. question number one the Chafetz Chaim poses. He says that how could it be in our times, how could it be Mashiach soon come in our times? We're not worthy. Right? I'm not worthy. We're not worthy, right? We don't mind some tell you. So the Medrash tells us in Shmos Chafei, Omer Yisrael Heach Anu Nigolim, Hol Ein Vyadin Masin Tovim, Omer Lehov Hu Chofet Vigu Laschem Einu Mabit. Since he wants to redeem you, he doesn't look. You already have a Avtocha. People in Mitzrayim, the Jews in Mitzrayim weren't necessarily Zorcha, because Israel who wanted to redeem us, he could redeem us. That answers question number one. Even if we're not worthy, we can be redeemed. Question number two. Maybe the time has not yet come. Maybe the time is not gonna come. The ghoul is not gonna come. Maybe the time hasn't come. The Eino, the Yadua Masha Omer HaGemara, the Gemara Sanhedrin Sadiches says on the pasuk in Yishaya, Ani Hashem Biito Achishenu. So what Biito means that it's gonna come later. Achishenu means it's gonna come in haste. It's gonna come slowly. Just to translate the actual translation of the pasuk, Hakodin Yela Elef. The youngster is gonna be like thousands. The smallest one will increase a thousandfold. Megoy otzim ani Hashem biito achishena. In its time, I will hasten it. Biito is mashma slowly, and achishena is mashma in haste. The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin says, "Lo zochu biito." If we don't merit it, so it's going to come later. Zochu achishena. If we were zochu, then it's going to come fast. You see that even if it seems like it's so far away, no, it should come at any time. Achishena. That was question number two. Question number two, you're going to say, how could it be that our generation is going to be Zocha to the Gula? So many generations before us have been so much greater than us. How could it be our generation is going to be the one to bring the Gula? Says Chafetz Chaim, it's not a problem. Even though we're very small, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif. Zchus Avos. Right? It's like being on one's father's shoulders. We're going to be on the giant's shoulders. I think this is a song, an English song, but I haven't heard about giant's shoulders. Yeah. That all the Gedolei Yisrael, all the great tzaddikim, all the generations of amazing, amazing people, they're like the giant. And all we have to do is we have to be a little kid on the shoulders. Right? It's like all these, right? Just the icing, you know, I don't know like what games there are, right? You get to the top, you just can't get it, and then one person comes and He completes the puzzle or something like that. That's what it is. We don't have to have all exclusive. We're not doing this on our own. We're just finishing up the job. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Al Kain Tzorach Kol Ish Yisrael Tzavos Yeshua B'Chol Yom. You have to yearn for Yeshua every single day. Yeshua is Hashem Karef. I am the salvation of Hashem can come at any moment. Like you say in Shemon Esrei, at least three times a day. Actually, three times. You don't say three times a day during the week. For your salvation, I hope all day. This is not going only on the Geula for all of Israel. For every tzara, every pain, you have to yearn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for salvation. And listen to this. This could change our entire davening right here. The next line. Every single day, because Sheomer Ki Lishuascha Kivin Kol Yom. Every day when you say those words, because for your salvation I seek every day. Yechavin, you should have in mind Shemitzapel Yeshua Al Kol Tzara Shinim Sebo. That you're yearning and seeking a salvation for every challenge that you find yourself in, or your friend finds himself in, or Paisel finds himself in. So Ki Lishuascha Kivin Kol Yom doesn't just mean I'm davening to the Yeshua of all Kaiso Binyan Beis Hamikdash Gula. It certainly means that, but it means every tzara that you're going through, whether it's emotional, physical, financial, anything in the world, any tzara that you have, I'm turning to you, Hashem, please save me. Says that Rizal, you'll be saved. Can you imagine? We think, oh, we can only beg for huge things in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is true. Big days, every time you say you can have in mind for any salvation that you need. And you'll be answered. Hashem is a kenu, lihios, we have a kavim, lishuosa tamid. We should be of those that are the ones who hope for salvation always. It was chuz zen niske lichuos amitis mihevi meno amen, says the Chafetz Chaim. An amazing thing. And on top of that, we know the Gemara in Shabbos says the responsibility every single day. We're mitzapel Yeshua. That's one of the questions we're going to be asked. We're mitzapel Yeshua. I think that a lot of the Rosh Hashanah davening is about in Yoni Geula and Yoni Mivakish Yeshua. And you know, the Gemara Megillah says that the year of the Shmita year is going to be full of Milchama, and Mashiach is going to come on Motzei Shmita. I mean, it's pretty, I don't want to say the word scary, but the stage is very much being set. Yeshua, as we saw, could happen at any time. Mamish, Achishena, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can bring it at any time. And even if we don't have the greatest Meisim Tovim, and even if we don't feel the greatest generation, we can bring the Geula, Mamish. We have Havtacha, it's going to come. Just want to be most of a few more elements. The Gemara in Chagiga this past week, and the Daf Yomi learns, and the Daf Tesuvim Beis, listen to this. Also very much related. Amri Meshuva, this is not Amri Meshuva related, this is the Amr Leil Rabbi Lazar Maidus Hine Tzrafticha V'lo B'chesed V'chartticha B'kur Ani. Right, I refined you, but not with silver. I didn't train you, I didn't refine you with silver. Right, this is saying a silver spoon. No, that's not how it works. No silver spoons over here. B'chartticha B'kur Oni. I chose the crucible of only of poverty. Lamed shechazar Hakadosh Baruch Hu al kol milos tovos nitein liYisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu reviewed all the different milos tovos to give to the Jews. Lomotza ela nius. You know what he found to give us? Poverty. So sad. So gloomy. What's the chat? Why would he give us oni? Why does it mean he would give us? Shad is when a person feels aeneas, he breaks down, he cries out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he cries out for help. That's what brings us closer to the Shem, that's what brings the Geula, as we see throughout Jewish history. And the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Ve'asem Rav Yosef, Ha'ini Da'ami Inchi, Yehi Aniyusa Liyuda. Poverty is so fit for the Jew, Ki Baraz Asum Kol Asusi, like a red strand for a white horse, a Fira. Right, a white horse is the perfect element to go along with a white horse. It's a nice red string. It doesn't need anything else. The whiteness is so beautiful. What brings it out perfectly is the red string. So the Jewish people fit perfectly with poverty. Why? Because that brings us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to add one more thing. 2 weeks ago, I went to a kiddush of one of my friends in the neighborhood, and everybody here should be zochah to have children. This particular person, he was zochah to have one child, but then it took about 7 or 8 years to have another child. And he felt it was very, very hard for him. It was a bit tremendous nisayon. And he put out a sefer, and he collected money, and he did a lot of different schools and brachas, and mamish everything. And Baruch Hashem, he was over to Yeshua, he had a healthy baby girl a few weeks ago. And he said something that really struck him was the following. On Purim night, somebody told him to go to Rav Don Segel Shlita. And this is what Rav Don Segel was saying over when he got there. And he understood this as, he took this as a tremendous message. And this is a message for us personally and for life. We say every single morning the Halukas, HaMechase Shemaim Ba'ovim. He covers the sky with clouds. HaMechin La'oretz Motar. He prepares the land with dew. HaMatzmiach Harim Chatzir. The mountains sprout forth. What's the pshat? This is life. Life of the Jew, life of us. Dafka in the cloudy darkness, in the darkness, when we think things are bleak, that's where we have to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we have to yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then comes the growth. That's where the growth comes from. As we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, we know Rosh Hashanah, the davening is so full of many mentionings, declarations, and yearnings for the ultimate geula. Just open up the shonet. V'yedo kol pol kiyato pa'alto yovin kli tzur kiyato yitzarto yomar kol hashinu shomar b'yapo Hashem el kiyato melech makosu b'chom hashala. Right? The davening is so replete with inyane of geula of Malchus Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yimus Mashiach. Every ubechein, it's all about the geula. And to a certain degree, we seem so far away from it, and it seems so far away. But we have to. This is one of the things we're going to be asked after 120. We're going to be asked if we're going to if we were committed to the Torah. We're going to be asked if we were honest in business, etc. We're going to ask if we had children. We're going to ask about the geula. We have to yearn for it. The Chafetz Chaim was telling the people in Europe that don't despair. And this is this week's parsha. V'shav Hashem l'kachat shrus kovid v'chav v'shav itbatzim mikol amim. We are going to return. The geula will come. And it seems to be the stage is being very much set. All we have to do is want it. And in a certain degree, one can say, yeah, but nobody else is speaking about it. Nobody else is doing it. How am I going to bring the geula single-handedly? That's not your problem. That's not your problem. It's not your problem what everybody else is doing. Your problem is you have to be exactly Yeshua. And no matter how much we think that it's not, we can't do it, we can't do it, we can. Yeshua's Hashem Karefayin. And Dafka now, and I think, I had a machshava this past week. You know, right now, I mean, I haven't really read the news much, but believe it or not, you know, it's quiet. Can you imagine if Rosh Hashanah was during the time of the Mivtzat Sukkah time, the protective edge during the war? Can you imagine what our davening and our hesoros would be during Rosh Hashanah and Kippur if it was mamash during the war? We'd mamash cry like crazy, we'd be davening like crazy. I think whole goof with davening, this is the challenge. There is no war right now. There is no clear and present danger right now, although of course there is, but we're not mamash at war. Although, Derek Agov, this past week I met a cousin whose son was in Gaza, and she told me he's still not recovered. And we're not even talking about a physical ailment. Right? We're not talking about the hundreds, if not thousands, of soldiers who are physically injured. He psychologically can't function. Simply can't function. He was there for who knows how many weeks. Who knows what he saw, who knows what he did. He's in therapy. And this is only one person that I spoke to out of thousands. The tsar, the pain that people are going through. It's so ever-present. The point is that right now there seems to be a little bit of a lull, but that's, I think, the Nisan, that's the Yitzhahara, trying to say, don't daven for it, everything's fine, everything's cool. No, we have to imagine as if the Geula is coming, who knows what's going to be, Chevli Mashiach, we know the Gemara tells us. How do you save yourself from Chevli Mashiach? Two things. Gemilas Chasadim and Torah, right? That's it. Do the best we can. Be mitzvah Yeshua and Be'ez Hashem. We'll have a great, each and every one of us, the Klai Yisrael, should have a Kesivah Tzimitov, an amazing year. And hopefully the year of Shemitah, perhaps the Milchamos won't affect us, and the Geula will come just without any tzar, without any pain. And Yeshua Hashem Karef Ayin. Have a good Shabbos.